A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way and the wicked his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God who is generous and forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, life is Christ, and death is gain. If I go on living in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. And I do not know which I shall choose. I am caught between the two. I long to depart this life to be with Christ, for that is far better. Yet, that I remain in the flesh is more necessary for your benefit. Only conduct yourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into the vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to them, one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. This is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Know it all. There's a television show that I really enjoyed, and that was titled Cheers, and it's been off the air now for at least 20 years. When I first started to watch it, I was not really consistent in watching it, but as time went on, I really enjoyed the characters. And one character that I enjoyed was Cliff Clavin, the man who was a know-it-all. All they had to do was say something, and he would start off and saying all this stuff that was not even true, most likely, but he wanted to pretend that he knew it all. In actuality, John Ratzenberger, who was the actor, had tried out for Norm, and when he didn't get the part, he said to the producers, "Could you use a character that's kind of a know-it-all?" and they gave it a shot, and all they had to do most of the time was just give him one word or a theme, and he would just take off with no script written. We probably have met people who are know-it-alls. They'll tell you they know it all. But I have to say, and I am one that's kind of guilty of doing this, you just love to see them get trapped or make a mistake and say, that's not true. A know-it-all. Perhaps in some way the Israelites were that way when Isaiah gave this prophecy to the people. They thought they knew it all. They thought they knew God down pat. They thought they knew his plan. But the prophet Isaiah says, no, you do not know God's way. His way is not your way. The passage that we heard proclaimed is taken towards the very end of the second section of the three sections in the prophet Isaiah. And it was just right after this that God would tell Isaiah, you tell the people who are in a foreign country, you're going to go back home. So for 70 years, they had waited for this, and their ancestors had died in captivity. They wanted to go back and probably wondering why God wasn't listening to their prayers. We go to the temple that we can and pray, but we hear there is no answer to our prayers and needs. And that's why the prophet Isaiah said, remember, God's ways is not your ways, nor your ways his. What God wants to do is to raise our thoughts so that we see him and understand his way for us. We cannot understand fully God. We try to. We think we know what God thinks, but we barely can even scratch the surface. We do not know God's ways and plans. St. Thomas Aquinas, you probably know at least a little about him. He was one of the tremendous writers of the church. We owe a lot of our Catholic faith to him. He was a brilliant man, just one of probably the most brilliant intellectual people ever to exist. But when he was dying, he told his fellow Dominicans, he said, all that I have done and all I have written compares little to the knowledge of God. Because he saw, and probably a little revelation to him from God as he was dying, he said, nothing compares to the glory of God. And I hope that when we think we understand it all, when we think that we understand God and his plan, we could be taken for a loop. And we probably have been in our lifetime when we have faced situations where we wonder, what is God's plan in all this? God's ways are not our ways, nor ours is his. But what he does once again at this moment is to raise our minds, our expectations from this world, to try to understand God a little bit more. To understand, as Isaiah said, God is merciful and God will show you the way. It may not be when you want it or according to your time, but in God's time it is. And once again, we hope to understand, to come to understand God and his thoughts and his ways, so that it will lead us to him where we truly want to go.